Sounds good. What's Oh, hey, John. John, are you? Can you hear me?
What's that?
Hey. Looks like you're brewing up a cup of Joe, a pot of coffee.
Who's Joe?
It's a name for coffee. Do you think I could get a cup when it's done?
Hey, Drew, you want some coffee?
Yeah.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive, our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
What took us so long to come to this one, huh?
I don't know.
Why, I like... Every time that we think about talking about coffee,
yeah,
we're like, oh man, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We're not going to be able to do that. And then today, we're like,
yeah,
how about coffee? Okay, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
It was the right time, I guess.
Yeah, we were thirsty.
Yeah, did you drink coffee today?
I did,
me
but
too.
I hadn't actually had any when we decided that's what we were going to do, so maybe I was just craving it.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I said coffee, what I meant was I need to have coffee, but you took it as let's talk about coffee.
No,
that's what happened.
I had coffee today before we chose the topic. So it was coursing through my system. It was probably answering for me.
Yes, you will talk about coffee. Yeah. What if coffee were actually like some kind of global conspiracy by like a demon?
To like, what's the end game?
Shit, I don't know.
Do you think they asked him that? And he had the same response?
Yeah.
I've done it. I've succeeded. Coffee is drunk worldwide. I am in everybody's veins.
What are you gonna do now?
Be in everybody's veins.
What does that accomplish?
Shit. I don't know.
So on the website.
Yeah.
Our website.
Hourchive.com.
Doesn't it reference coffee?
Yeah. If
in
you
the about section?
Our origin story of sorts involves coffee, which is why it seems like such a no-brainer.
Our origin.
Yeah. Yeah, our reboot. Reboot story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's thanks to
our retconned.
In a way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because
really.
I would say it's thanks to coffee and Twitter.
Yeah.
Of all things.
Well, I think that is our origin, but I think the podcast origin comes directly from coffee.
Wait. Let's back up a little.
All right.
You and I, our first origin would have been 99-2000.
Right.
Right.
Coffee had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I
was drinking coffee at the time.
Neither was I.
It's probably why things never worked out.
Man, we could be on episode like 14,000 by now if we'd done that.
We would have had the first podcast.
Yeah.
So we met then. And then after a few years of running in the same circles...
Right.
We stopped running in the same circles for, you know, varying reasons.
We just stopped running, period.
Yeah. But we remained on each other's periphery, I would say, right? Probably in a digital nature.
Yeah.
Where, you know, websites were had.
Yeah,
social,
yeah. They were...
As social networks arose, we would connect.
So did our profiles.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when Twitter came around, I think we both had, you know, some form of Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can remember some exchange on Twitter led us to get coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what if we got coffee? And I think you were like, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
And from that moment on to this day, what was that?
That was 2008.
That was 08? Was that 08?
Yeah.
Really?
5 years. 5 years of coffee we've been drinking.
That was 2008.
Yeah.
So five years now, nearly every week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been we've missed a few.
Yeah, a couple here and there.
But we've gotten coffee.
Those were like sweeps weeks or...
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long.
It's a long time. Yeah. We've been through three locales. Well, many, many locales, but...
So, and maybe this can get us on the topic of locales, yeah. Right? Of low-cal diets. So when we first...
Well, before we get into that, though, I think it was our very, very first coffee meeting where we talked about a podcast,
did
right?
Did we?
Yeah.
What did we say?
I think we were talking about Ira Glass and This American Life.
Right.
And that was the start of, yeah, our discussion about a podcast.
We did record a couple of funny This American Life parody things.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And exchanged those.
Doing our own Ira Glass takes. Yeah. It was like a warm-up, yeah.
I didn't realize that we talked about it that early on.
Very first time.
And then we talked about, okay, let's, you know, what's a, like, we can't just do, it felt like that was too narrow.
Mm-hmm.
As a weekly or monthly thing, mm-hmm. right? As a podcast. And so we're like, what if we did more of a skit show variety mm-hmm. kind of thing? And so we tried that. we just sort of improvised some concepts that we'd been working on. You know, yeah. We had a loose outline, I think, of a story for each
yeah.
skit.
Like a paragraph.
And it wasn't terrible, but I think... It was one of those things where I thought to myself, "Is like, I think only me and John will really enjoy listening to this."
As opposed to the archive, which...
Hey, it, tens of people listen yeah. to this.
Literally.
Yeah.
Tens.
Well, I in fact got a compliment the other night from a friend of a friend.
Oh.
Who said he thought it was a very good show.
Man, we hit a double
yeah,
degrees.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then eventually we're like, what if we, because, you know, we would have conversations over coffee
mm-hmm.
that would leave us in fits, right?
Yeah.
Laughter. And I think we were both like, this should be the show.
Why didn't we record this?
Let's just do this. Like, we'll pick a topic every week and talk about it for an hour.
It's a great idea.
And then we did it, and we've been doing it. And so that is owed to coffee.
Yeah.
And coffee, naturally, I think, you know, early on, we were like, well, that should be an episode, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, we were always scared to do
that
it.
That was like, one of the first ones on our list.
Yeah. But now we're doing it.
It's being done.
Yeah.
And neither of us is drinking coffee right now.
It's a little... hot outside.
Yeah, it's warm. Yeah.
It's not exactly coffee drinking.
The temperature, not the coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the coffee would be hot.
Coffee would be hot. That's how it works.
Iced coffee, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So what do? We talk about locales?
Maybe
we
should talk about coffee first.
Let's talk. Let's. Yeah. What do you know about coffee?
I know it's from a bean.
Yeah.
It comes from a bean.
Where do beans come from?
They come from plants.
Right.
Coffee, does it come from the cacao bean, or is that chocolate?
That's chocolate and cocaine, right?
That's
cocoa. Chocolate.
Coffee comes from the coffee bean.
There's beans, and they get roasted.
Yeah, hang on.
What? No.
Well, first they're harvested, right? And you get, where do they grow coffee? Hawaii?
Yeah, they do.
Is it mainly that
it's,
kind of tropical?
It's in that equatorial
yeah.
region, isn't it? Like primarily,
yeah.
I mean, there
so
are coffees.
South America probably yeah. got some coffee. Mexico, I think.
Mexico, yeah. Guatemala,
yeah.
Maybe.
So you got all
I
these.
I don't actually know where Guatemala is.
I think maybe even in Africa you might have some
yeah.
coffee being grown.
Yeah, likely.
They grow it and then they harvest it and then there's this whole roasting process, right?
Which I don't have any clue about.
And the amount of time that it's roasted determines the strength of the coffee, right? So the longer you roast it, I think the stronger the coffee will end up being. And that's okay. That's where you have your lighter sort of blonde roasts.
Mm-hmm. So that's like your quick, like that's like a microwave roast. That's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
I think
or
it's,
just,
yeah.
Or flash fried.
They like show it to an oven or something, you know. And that's it.
Ooh,
yeah.
And they bag them up.
And then the darker, like a French roast or an Italian roast, I think would be that would be a long roast,
right?
Because it's a lot deeper.
The days go on longer in Italy and
yeah. They're just bad at time. So they think it's been an
they
hour.
They take that holiday. Been, they go yeah, on holiday. Yeah, they exactly. they leave the coffee roasting.
Yeah,
and then.
And then, you know, I think there are a different thing, you know, so I'm trying to figure out the difference between like regular coffee beans and espresso beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I know espresso is just really oily, generally, an oily
it's sweeter.
Bean, sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you roast it and then you have your bean. Right, then it's ready to go. Then you can take that and make some coffee. And there are various methods by which one can make coffee. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You've got one of the more prolific methods would be the drip coffee. You have French press coffee. You have I've seen some weird ones now. There's a lot of hipster kind of coffee happening.
Artisanal.
Yeah. Like I saw a video, I'll see if I can find it again, you can put it in the notes, of a guy, he does this thing where it's like creates a vacuum so that there's no air, it's the coffee, it's just the coffee in the water and then he released the vacuum and it all falls into the mug. I don't know. It was confusing. But he was like, this makes the best coffee ever.
Of course.
I was like, all right, if you say so. Instant coffee.
Unfortunately, you can never drink it.
Instant coffee.
Instant coffee. Mm-hmm. What's with instant coffee?
It's
How's
crystals,
that
isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a little mix. You know, you just pour it in hot water, stir it up.
Huh.
It's like chocolate milk. You know, the powder.
Powder, yeah.
Yeah. What else? There are other methods by which one can brew a cup of coffee. You could, you know, what you can do is you can just heat up some water, dump some coffee grounds in there, and drink it.
Drink the grounds?
Sure, it's not going to hurt you.
Huh?
It won't be too enjoyable. But you get the same effect.
It's basically like drinking dirt, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mud. That's what they call it sometimes.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Coffee can be referred to as mud.
I've never heard that.
I think I have.
So if you like if you're a coffee vendor,
yeah.
You could be a mudslinger.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Mudslingers. That could be the name of your cafe.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday this weekday room.
I use a French press these days.
Do you?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, I had this coffee maker that my dad got me not a long time ago, but several years ago. It was a Gevalia coffee maker, just kind of a high-end brand.
It sounds high-end. Is it Italian?
I don't know.
Gevalia? It sounds kind of Italian.
Maybe. But I had it, for a long time, and then the carafe cracked. So I bought a new carafe from Gevalia, and it didn't really fit. And then I realized, like, I was probably making, you know, half to three quarters of a pot of coffee daily, and I just wasn't drinking all of it.
Okay.
And in the, I also recently procured a French press, and I was like, well, I should use this more often. And Ash would use a French press a lot of times when I'd have coffee over there. And so I just, you know, I put away the coffee maker and I started using French press. So then I drink less coffee, which is probably good. And B, I don't waste as much.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's have you noticed method. A difference in the
quality?
The experience, the taste.
Yeah, it's better. I think the what
this is opposed to the coffee maker drip coffee style.
And I don't know if it's significant or noticeable unless you drink a lot of coffee, because it's a lot smoother from the press. I find and that's probably because the oils are more present in the coffee itself. Whereas I think with the drip, you don't get the oil in there as much.
Oh, sure.
Ash also taught me this, that you stir the you boil the water, right? Not to a boil, but you get it close.
Right.
And then you put the coffee grounds in the French press, and then you pour the hot water in there. And then before you put the lid on it, you stir it.
Okay.
And it creates a bloom.
A what?
A bloom. Or maybe that is called blooming the coffee. I can't remember.
Huh.
But I think what that does is kind of gets things mixed up a little bit better than, because, you know, you just pour the water in on top of the grounds or whatever. It'll work, but I think it doesn't get as good of a, you're not like.
Doesn't let it breathe.
Or maybe grounds the grounds aren't, you know, really absorbing that water or vice versa or whatever, right? So you give it a stir, and you could tell the difference between a stirred coffee and not, because there's this film is the wrong word because that sounds gross, but this sort of like, you
there's
know,
a layer?
Sheen on top.
Oh, okay.
Then you put the lid on and you give it about 4 minutes, and then after 4 minutes you press slowly. And when I started doing that, I noticed it was a much smoother, richer taste.
I see.
A better taste to the coffee.
So you endorse the French press?
I do.
Okay.
Not in all situations. I mean, it's not good really for if you're with a group of people.
Right.
Because it's hard to get more than two cups out of it, a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three small ones. But so it's not good for, you know, serving coffee to people. But if it's just you, or maybe you and another person, I think it's the way to go.
French press it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It takes a little more attention.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you got the time, go for it.
All right.
I think the only step I'm missing in this process is having an electric kettle. Because then I wouldn't have to boil water on the stove.
Oh, sure.
Which, that is a little, you know, it's just a sort of an annoying step, waiting for that to boil. I can see a coffee maker from where I'm sitting. Is that your method?
That's for the cat. No, I do your regular garden variety coffee making.
What kind of coffee is it? What kind of roast do you got going?
I fluctuate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really stick to any one particular
roast.
I like to, I'm touring the world. I'm touring coffees of the world via my taste buds.
What's the current location?
This is from Costa Rica, maybe.
Hmm. And is it a light roast, medium?
It's medium. Dark? It's a medium roast. But I don't stick exclusively to medium roast. Huh. Sometimes I want to go a little darker. Want to go with a deeper, heavier roast.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I know I'm going to be sharing this coffee with a lot of people, I'll go with the lighter side.
Yeah.
So that it's not quite as hard to take if for those people who are not so coffee inclined. You know what I really, the thing is, this is part of the reason why I don't have like just a brand or a roast that I stick by, because it's not so much the coffee itself that I think I like. I definitely like that, but I really love the process of it.
Yeah,
which is why I'm sort of curious about this French press thing, because
immensely enjoyable.
I like the process. First, I like the process of acquiring the coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and my favorite way to do that is to actually get it from the person who does the roasting, right? So I like to get that in a little bag. I like that
brown
little
brown bag,
yeah.
Smells good.
With the beans. And I like to bring that home, and usually what I'll do is I'll set it next to the coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it'll be there for a few days while I'm using up the last of the... Yeah. It's our pleasant introduction. Yeah. I welcome it into my home. Yeah. I say, this is where you're going to live for the next little while. and then I get out the grinder.
Yeah.
And I pour those beans into the grinder. And man,
they scream.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I have a grinder.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get coffee. I really, really like a dark roast.
Okay.
And it's to the point where I kind of get repulsed by light roast. Like, I sort of like makes me sick to drink it. Because I feel like I'm just drinking water.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I will confess that the current brand of coffee that I'm buying is a major chain.
Oh,
we've all have heard of and have been to, by the name of Starbucks. Their French roast is really good. So I used to get my coffee from a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't the roasters, but
mm-hmm.
the roaster was local.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't. With the new shop, I have not yet purchased coffee from them.
Mm-hmm.
For various reasons. Well, for one reason, I don't want to shake things up. which maybe we can go into later. But I also really love the process of it all. Mm-hmm. I do love... You know, even coming home from the grocery store with that bag of coffee,
mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. I, you know, set it down.
It's one of my favorite things to buy. It's like one of my favorite grocery items to buy.
You feel it, the heft.
It's a highlight of my shopping experience.
Actually, I don't leave in the bag for long because I have a airtight container
to store
my beans in.
Oh.
Do you store your beans in it?
I don't store my beans in it because I usually will just go right into the grinder fairly quickly.
I'm looking over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking over there, and I see a problem.
All right.
I'm only saying this to look out for you.
Okay.
But I see that you have a container of ground coffee there.
Yeah.
So you get it, the bag, and grind it all at once, and you put it in there.
No, I usually do like half or a third of the bag.
All right. Well, you really don't want to do that.
You're kind of making me sick right now, because that, along with light roast.
If you want to get the best out of your grind, your coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe your grind. Maybe I don't know.
Get the best out of your grind.
You can get the best out of your grind. That's what I call it, your grind. And maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Could be the case. But you don't want to grind a bunch up and store it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad. It's not terrible that you do that. Right? At least you're not getting
the pre-ground stuff. Right?
But really what you should be doing is grinding it before, you know, each individual go. Like, those should be beans in that container.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to make coffee, that's when you grind.
Okay.
Because then it's totally fresh. It's the freshest you can get.
Well, not really.
It is.
It could be fresher.
But you, I'm saying you,
mm-hmm.
you and me, we don't have our own coffee roasters
yet. We could.
You're right. But that might be excessive.
Oh, okay. That's excessive.
In as much as it would take, I think, a long time if you also roasted them right before making each.
I say we just keep this going. Right. I think, yeah.
We grow
if you want to make it fresh, buddy, you grow that crap out in your backyard, and then you harvest it.
Yeah.
Then you roast it.
And then you grind it.
Yeah. Every day.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, I'm looking over there. You got a thing of grounds. Mm-hmm. They're probably stale at this point.
Even though they're in an airtight container.
Hey. What I do is I put the beans in the airtight thing, and then I grind them each morning.
Okay,
for the coffee that I'm going to have that day. And it's you'd be amazed at how long that coffee lasts because I'm not grinding it. You think, I know what you think, okay?
What?
You think that you'll get to the bottom of those grounds and it'll be fine. But they're losing, like they're drying out right now.
Right.
It's not good for it. what do you put in your coffee?
2008 to 2013. It was a great run while it lasted. I like a little cream. I don't do milk.
What kind of cream?
I lean toward the lighter end of the cream, either just straight up cream.
Is it like actual cream?
Yes.
Or is it like the Coffee Mate?
Sometimes cream? It's that. Again, I don't have any standbys in that regard either. I just go with whatever.
Like, what do you have right now?
Some Bailey's hazelnut something or other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pour a little of that in there.
No milk.
No milk. I don't do milk. I will do milk. I mean, if there's nothing else, I guess I'll do milk. But I don't really go for the flavor of milk with coffee.
Anything else?
I like a little bit of raw sugar in there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if I just have your regular, like 8 ounce mug size, I'll throw in like 2 teaspoons of raw sugar.
Wow.
If I'm going with a bigger mug, which I sometimes do, which is more of like a 16 to 20 ounce mug, I might throw in 3 teaspoons. Sugar.
Sweet tooth.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got the creamer in there. You got the sugar. Do you like coffee?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you now to tell me. You're going to be like, well, actually, if well, you want you the pure, doing, yeah, don't put anything cow. In it. Yeah. If you have to add something to your
I do sugar. Coffee. I do like maybe a teaspoon
of okay. sugar. But no cream, no none of that.
The cream, every cream that I've tried always tastes like chemicals to me. Mm. There's this weird taste that I get it from it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I really like just the taste of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to drink it with nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a long time, I just drank coffee straight.
Mm-hmm.
But I've in the past few years have been I need a little bit of sweetness in there now.
I think it depends on the flavor of the coffee.
Yeah, it you does. Know? You're right. Yeah.
The more robust
sure.
the flavor is, the less I need to add to it.
Yeah.
If it's a lighter roast.
Yeah.
Then I'm probably upping the cream a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just to give it a little more body.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little more oomph. I don't know what that was.
Oomph.
So you mentioned.
Well.
No, go ahead. Go. Go.
Well, coffee. There's coffee, and then there's all sorts of specialty coffee, isn't there?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Are they? Do you count those?
Yeah, that's coffee. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's variant. it's dressed up as other things, right?
Uh-huh.
The first time I had coffee and enjoyed it was a specialty drink.
Yeah, I think that's how most people now discover it.
But do most people have it in Seattle?
No.
At the time that this type of coffee was like becoming a thing.
Oh.
Come on now.
See, that who's that one guy, like Howard Schultz or whatever, the guy that he's like the CEO of Starbucks. Are yeah. you like just standing there
yeah.
with him?
It could. Yes. What? Well, you be him.
Okay.
I'll be me.
Hey, kid, have you ever had coffee?
No.
Not like this, you haven't.
I never... Oh, wow.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a cappuccino
from
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Like the Starbucks or a Starbucks?
I don't know if it was the Starbucks.
Hmm.
I was a teenager and I was visiting my brother who was living in Seattle at mm-hmm. the time. And he was like, you should try this. Have you ever had cappuccino? And I was like, no. What's that? Try it.
You're like, shut up. You're not my brother.
Yeah. Who are you? But I did. I gulped it down. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that, I would get cappuccinos every once in a while, you know, mm-hmm. and because that was as much as I was willing to try. But then when I first started drinking coffee, like regularly,
mm-hmm.
was the first sort of office job that I ever had in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working for this engraver manufacturer. And so I was in a shop, basically, like a manufacturer's shop. And there was the shop itself, and then there was kind of the office section where I sat. But mm-hmm. I would often go down into the shop to like see what they were doing and stuff. And that's also where the coffee was.
Mm.
And so I started drinking coffee just sort of as a thing to do while I was down there.
Oh yeah.
And
I think everybody else is drinking coffee. I'm picturing this, you know, everyone, there's like 50 people drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And you're just standing there awkwardly.
Hey, hey everybody. Shouldn't your voice have changed? I'm working on it.
Then you drink coffee and suddenly...
Hello. How are you?
It was good that was like crappy coffee because I got really used to bad coffee. Like low quality.
Oh, yeah. You conditioned yourself.
Yeah. And now like I know I said earlier, like I kind of grossed out by light roast or whatever, but I can drink pretty much any coffee happily, you know, and be okay with it because I got so used to bad coffee.
You started at the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Worked your way up.
And since then, I drink coffee, you know, daily there. And then my next job was the pizza delivery, so I stopped. But then the following job.
You didn't have a coffee maker in your car with you?
No.
French press.
But then after that, once I got another sort of desk job, I jumped back in. And then I started making it at home. And, you know, that was kind of it.
That was it.
Yeah. How early were you drinking coffee?
Well, it's funny. I was just thinking, like, I don't know.
And was it a specialty drink?
It was. That was, well, no, I mean, I'd had coffee before that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I was like, what in the hell is this? Ugh. You know, I smashed the mug on the table, and I, like, slit the waiter's throat. No, it didn't get that bad.
You ordered it.
That's what he says.
Yeah. Glug, glug, glug. Can I get you anything else?
I don't know if this is weird. I'll be curious to like ask. Maybe this can be our poll for this episode. If people remember their first specialty drink experience, you know, because I definitely do.
Yeah.
And it was an instance where I was not at home. I was sort of out of my normal routine. It was 2004. It was November. I can actually remember it was the Saturday after Thanksgiving, 2004.
Okay.
And I was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
My parents and I went to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And so we were there for the weekend, and my friend Kim came into town.
Did you have a turkey?
No.
What'd you do?
I think we had swordfish.
What?
Yeah. It was like pretty awesome Thanksgiving. I'm not a Thanksgiving guy. Maybe that'll come up later. But so mostly we just hung out in Vegas.
Eat a turkey.
What? What?
It could be a tofu turkey.
No.
Tofurkey.
Blah. Break this mug right here.
I take it back.
So it happened to be like one of the coldest Novembers on record in Las Vegas. Like there was this freakish cold snap. Now you've been to Vegas.
Sure.
And you were there in the summer, right? Or sometime around there. It's hot in Vegas.
I'm thinking, wait. No, I was in there. I was there in January.
Oh, okay. Well, it's hot in Vegas. Yeah. And most of the times that I had been to Vegas before that, it had been in the summer. And I remember like walking outside and like feeling my skin sort of prickle because of the heat, right?
Sure.
So that's what I expected, and that's what I'd prepared for. Wearing a lot of light clothing and didn't pack any winter weather. And we got there and the temperature dropped into like the low 30s.
Whoa. That's cold for Vegas.
It is cold, and it's cold for you to not have any kind of attire.
What'd you do?
I literally, like, I had like a long sleeve shirt. That was like the warmest thing I had. So I'm like huddled in this warm, like I've squeezed myself as tightly as I possibly can.
You know what would have helped?
And I'm walking along.
You had like a nice belly full of turkey.
It was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It wasn't even Thanksgiving anymore. Leftovers. just put them on ice in the hotel.
Well, apparently
bathtub.
You just put them outside.
Yeah, really. So I'm walking up the strip and I'm freezing.
Yeah.
And I'm basically just looking for any excuse to warm up.
And are you on your own?
No, I was with my friend Kim, who came in from LA.
And so she didn't bring you a jacket.
No. And she was just as cold. Neither of us, you know, she was in LA where it was relatively nice, mild. And we're walking along the strip. We saw the pirate show. I don't think they do this anymore outside of the Treasure Island Hotel.
Okay.
But at the time, they would do this ridiculous pirate show performance live in front of the hotel on the street. You know, so people stand on the sidewalk and watch this show.
Right.
It's like the fountains at the Bellagio or whatever, but it's with pirates, so obviously it's better. And we're waiting outside, and like my skin is all, you know, windblown and red and everything. And we see this Starbucks, and we're both like, I have no desire and really no interest in getting coffee, but I would like to be warm. Uh-huh. So we go in.
Yeah.
And I'd never been to a Starbucks before.
Yeah.
Or any kind of specialty coffee shop or whatnot. And I looked at the menu and I was like, well, I probably don't want coffee, right?
Yeah.
Because I know I don't like that. So I'll go with something else. I was like, I'll have a vanilla latte.
Oh.
And I had, at this time, I have no idea what constitutes a latte. Like, I'm imagining a vanilla latte is just their terminology for, like, coffee with vanilla poured in it.
Yeah, you don't know the words.
Right, yeah. And then they start throwing these, like, size words at me, and they're like, do you want a
venti, grande, verde?
No.
I want a
medium.
I think I actually did say something like, you know, can I have a vanilla latte? And they're like, do you want tall, grande? And I was like, no, vanilla latte. Like, I assume she doesn't understand what I'm saying. She didn't hear me correctly. No, vanilla latte.
The number 4. There aren't any numbers.
Yeah. So that was my first taste. And I remember like walking down the street huddled, you know, sipping this thing. And maybe it was because of those circumstances that I had such a good experience with it. But I remember the next time I was at an airport or something and there was a Starbucks there, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get another vanilla latte. And eventually I started branching out from that.
Wow.
I was like, man, vanilla lattes are kind of crap.
Now, was that it? Was that kind of what did
it? That is what started me on specialty drinks.
Okay.
But I didn't actually start like preparing my own coffee or drinking coffee regularly, just straight up coffee. Until
1972.
Until my father-in-law actually got me into it.
Oh.
Because he's very into he's not like super into like artisan coffees or whatever, but you know, he pays attention to it, right?
Okay,
and he pays attention to the process and
so
everything.
He's probably
enjoys a good cup of coffee.
He'll call me on all my BS earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
He'll be like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Tell him.
Get that French press away from this guy. He doesn't know how to use it. So, he made coffee one morning. I was staying with them, and he's like, hey, do you want a cup of coffee? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
You know? And I tried it, enjoyed it. I don't know. Maybe I just grew into it or something.
Wow.
But ever since then, I've been drinking it pretty much regularly.
It's a wonderful sensation when it hits your palate, right? It's soothing, it's comforting.
Yeah,
coffee.
It is very comforting.
Yeah,
it is a very comforting drink.
I used to really enjoy drinking it at night, you know, which is bad because it's way too much caffeine.
Sure,
but it is really late at night. It's actually a really nice
aperitif,
nice drink. Do you know what goes into a latte?
No,
I can tell you.
Tell me.
It's a coffee drink, right? But it's made with espresso and steamed milk. That's a latte. And this now we can find out what espresso is. If it's just coffee or if it's something different. It's a concentrated beverage brewed by forcing it. Oh yeah, so it's just the method, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really finely ground coffee. That's like compacted as much as you can.
Very
get
tiny.
It. You make these little pucks, basically.
Right.
Run the boiling water through it so it's thicker. It has a thicker consistency and it is it's stronger.
So why do you have chocolate covered espresso beans if it's the process?
Well, maybe you can get. Maybe they started making espresso beans as sort of like a highly concentrated bean or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And here we can look up cappuccino. That looks good. So a cappuccino, it's basically espresso, milk, and foam.
Okay.
Right? Cafe macchiato.
Mm-hmm.
It's
coffee macchiato
with espresso and a small amount of milk. So it's just not as much milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What I used to get all the time was an Americano.
Yeah, what's an Americano?
It's just espresso cut with hot water, essentially. Mm-hmm. I think it's just sort of watered down espresso. Mm-hmm. So it's stronger than regular coffee, I mm-hmm. guess, but it's not as, I should say it has a stronger effect, but it doesn't taste really strong the way espresso does.
Doesn't attack you.
Yeah. Cause you know, people just get shots of espresso.
Yes. That's which I actually really like that as a dessert. Item. Yeah. Hmm. Like, it's definitely not. It's not comforting in the evening in the way that coffee is,
yeah.
But I like it. You just drop a little sugar in there,
yeah,
and it's super sweet. You know, it's sweeter than regular coffee to begin with, I think. And I find that I tend to enjoy those specialty drinks. The more I will enjoy them more, based on if the greater. The greater amount of espresso that is in one of those espresso drinks,
you like
the
it
more I will like it. Mm.
You get a tiny little mug with an espresso shot.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's hard to leave your bed. The cool and hot summer sheets hang over. Walk to work on wild feet. Get to the back door. Look around and turn the key. Turn on all the lights. Take down the chairs and make things neat. Hey there, coffee girl. Beautiful and disarray. It was perfect till he came along and wrecked it. Your favorite mix.
I like iced coffee a lot. But I usually have, it has to be some kind of specialty thing.
You don't just do regular coffee with ice?
No. So when I was working at about, I guess, almost 9 or 8 or 9 years ago, mm-hmm. when I first started working at that first real kind of desk job, mm-hmm. we would go to get coffee almost every morning at this place that was down the street from us. And the first time I got an iced drink, it was an iced white chocolate mocha. Mm. And we're walking back to the office, and I took a sip, and I was like, "Ugh, this is awful." And my coworker was like, "Really, you don't like it?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't like this." And I was like, "I don't think I'm going to drink it." And so she said, "Well, I'll take it." So I gave it to her, and then I feel like the rest of the day I was kind of like, you know, maybe that wasn't so bad. And the next day, I got another one.
Of course. Of course.
And it was incredible. And I, from that day, would get it every day from that
every
particular
day.
Place.
Wow.
I don't get it as much anymore. Now I just get an iced caramel latte.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the white chocolate really throws people.
It's super sweet. That's probably the sweetest drink I've ever had is a white chocolate latte.
It's
or a
good.
Mocha. Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Man.
Oh, and in fact, so that same place, I would go there, you know, daily. We all would. Mm-hmm. And there was this barista working there, and she and I would kind of chat every time, you know, and then I think one time I was at the front of the line and, all, you know, several of my coworkers behind me, and I'm chatting or whatever.
And they're one like, of my, you're holding up the line.
Worse, one of my coworkers said, just get her number and move on.
And
I was like,
can I have your number?
No, I wasn't. I was like, ha ha ha, bye. And then later, We actually like drank. We stayed there and kind of like had coffee and
you lingered. Yeah.
Yeah, and my coworker then approached me with that girl's number. And I did go on a date with her, and it was really boring. It was not a...
Well, did she make you coffee?
Nope.
Oh, well, no wonder. Doomed from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was it's a good... it was a nice coffee shop. It's still there. Mm-hmm. It was expensive, though.
Yeah, that's one criticism, I guess, of that whole
thing, right?
Specialty drink.
It's expensive.
And I feel like it has changed our relationship, our expectations of coffee, and maybe not for the best, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's sort of this lifestyle shift that took place as a result of places like Starbucks, where, you know, it used to be like, when I think about, like, coffee in movies, you know,
yeah,
like or on TV. Like if somebody said coffee to me, my picture was either like, okay, it's what people brew at home, or it's like, you know, a diner in a mug, you know, it's something you drink while you're in a place.
Yeah.
And that's that. And then like, now it's like you say coffee and I sort of like, I'll picture like a paper cup, you know,
yeah,
with one of those little sleeves around it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. And that's not to say that people aren't still, you know, drinking it in all these other, those traditional means, but I feel like it's definitely moved it into a different,
yeah,
there's a different
cultural
vein.
Space.
Yeah. And maybe that's not bad, but
it's not bad. I love diner coffee.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And it can be terrible coffee, but if it's served in a diner mug,
yeah,
it's great.
It's somehow amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel like you're tasting like 80 years of greasy spoon.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
I love diner coffee. And it's that bottomless mug too, right?
Oh, yeah.
They just keep coming by.
Keep pouring it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep it up. But you know, the new coffee shop culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible. It's
no.
Finding the right venue, which you and I,
that's right,
are well versed in the search, right?
We have endured several searches.
Trials.
Yeah.
Trials. And when we first started getting coffee, I think we went to Starbucks.
Well, first place was Cardia's, which is
Cardia's,
no longer there.
Yeah, yeah, which is gone. Then Starbucks, and then we found the Perk.
Yeah,
the Murdoch Perk, which was in your neighborhood, and it's great. It wasn't little. I mean, it was you know,
yeah, it was
pretty good
size.
Yeah. Cafe. They had good breakfast stuff. Mm. They had good coffee, local,
mm-hmm,
and they had the patio.
Yeah, pre-tarp.
Pre-tarp. Eventually, they got this stupid tarp hanging over it, which is disgusting and ugly. They would feature local artists on their walls.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Man, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the staff were always pleasant. And
I think that's one key factor of a good,
yeah,
good place. You know, your barista, your serving staff, if they're good.
Yeah.
That makes an impression.
But things started to go downhill at the Perk,
mm,
when they stopped serving bagels.
Out of the blue. No, we don't have bagels today.
Yeah.
No, we still
again
don't have bagels today.
Yeah, yeah. And then the tarp showed up. And then they closed. Suddenly and without warning.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of warning.
Like a month, right?
Yeah.
They closed down. And so we were tasked with finding a new location. And we tried how many places? Just the one before Shaw's, right?
Yeah, we tried the original Caldi's.
That's right.
Caldi's
right.
Is probably the best known name in St. Louis.
Yeah,
I
for
think,
coffee.
As far as coffee goes, because they've been doing it for so many years.
And that's a great cafe,
mm-hmm,
that Caldi's. And so I've also been in the one in Kirkwood, and that one's really good.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's really heavily trafficked.
I mean, busy, yeah.
Especially at the time that we were going, you had tons of people, and it's small. You know, yeah. There's not a whole lot of room. So it just didn't fit our needs, right, which is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to be quiet. And plus, well, the
nobody talks when John and Drew come.
The staff were
in.
Nice.
Yeah, they were good.
There was a man there with an awesome mustache.
Yeah.
But he was only there in the evenings.
Yeah,
wasn't
we never
he?
Saw him in the mornings.
There was the fun speaker where they would say your name over.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be sitting there having a conversation, and you'd suddenly hear, John, your order is ready. John. And it was really startling.
Yeah.
But then we went to Shaw's, which is...
Which we had tried, I think, once before.
Yeah.
And true to your nature, you...
What?
We come out of there, and you're like, no, I don't really like this.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to finish drinking this. I'm never coming here again. And then, yeah, you're like, I'm not so sure about Caldi's. And I say, well, we could try Shaw's. And you go... Haven't we been to Shaw's before? You were like very skeptical about it. Yeah, super skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, man, you walked into that place with like this gigantic chip on your shoulder.
You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. And I was skeptical for the first couple of weeks.
And now you practically like you hug the place every time you come in there.
I love it.
You walk up to every like column and give it a big hug.
You
lick the windows.
Every customer there, I shake their hand and congratulate them.
This is the best coffee shop in town. Best one.
Well, they have bagels.
Yeah, yeah.
They only have one everything bagel. If I don't get it, that's it. Like, there's no more. They literally have one. It blows my mind.
That was all they had at the perk, too. They didn't ever have multiple.
How do you only get one of anything like that, though?
I don't know.
Like, so what boggles my mind about Shaw's is that recently when they had served someone else the everything bagel, I said, okay, well, do you have an Asiago cheese? And she's like, I think we've got another one in the back. And I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, so do you order two Asiago cheese bagels, like, and one of everything else?
Maybe the Asiago is the popular one.
And if you're buying things, buy a backup of each one would be my default. Don't you think? Because if it doesn't sell that day, you sell it the next day. Right?
Can you do that?
Why not?
Can't sell day-old bagels.
I'll eat it, as long as it's everything bagel. But I was skeptical of the coffee, and I still don't really like their coffee on its own.
Hmm.
Once I started getting a latte there, I enjoyed it a lot more. But their coffee as a standalone, I think, is not that great.
Doesn't suit your palate?
Yeah.
I got some right over there.
It's all ground up.
I know. It's waiting for you. It's ready for you to have it.
No.
Well, we should definitely get some coffee, though.
Yeah.
Oh, what if we had our own coffee? What if we had archive coffee?
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
With our faces on it.
And it would have explicit instructions on how to use it.
Yeah.
Do not grind this.
Shatter the mug. Slit the throat of the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we should do it. We'll work on getting our own brand.
Yeah. If you know how to, I don't know, start a coffee business.
Yeah, let us know. Or... If you have a coffee business and you want to,
we can
use the archive property to sell it. We're interested.
Yes,
you let us know.
We'll grind that up.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, put this in the archive.
Drink. I like it.
I know. It's great, right?
Another!